The UN Food and Agriculture Organization is scaling up and extending its emergency operations in South Sudan. However, humanitarian efforts are being slowed by heavy rains. FAO Special Advisor Marjolaine Greentree says conditions are going from bad to worse.
Humanitarian situation in South Sudan is really very dire, and we have just a few days left before the end of the planting season for the crops. In the same time, the rains have started very, very strongly, and making the few roads quite impassable.
With the roads washed out or too muddy to use, the FAO is using other means to deliver aid.
We have gone from road convoys to airlifts, and now for some places you cannot even land. So we have gone to the last resort solution, which is organizing airdrops. This is a first for FAO, by the way, but the conditions here are quite extreme.
Airdrops are much more complex and expensive than airlifts, and special precautions need to be taken to ensure aid packages hit the ground in one piece, even seed packages.
Usually when we do an airlift or we transport by truck, the seeds are in one bag. In order to be sure that they would not explode on landing, we had to wrap them 6 times.
Wrapping them in 6 bags instead of one means aid deliveries take a lot more time to prepare and take up a lot more space on the plane. The seeds are part of 110,000 emergency livelihood kits that contain not only crop and vegetable seeds, but farming tools, fishing gear, and livestock health products. Those kits will support 1.3 million people. Greentree says current efforts can help ensure South Sudanese simply have enough to eat.
The food security situation is worsening. We have more than 3.5 million people who are currently suffering from crisis of or emergency levels of food insecurity. And that means they are not able to meet their basic survival needs.
When that happens, there's the risk people will use what's called extreme coping measures. That is, they sell their property to buy food, including what seeds they may have, along with farming tools. And they may also sell their livestock, which is of critical importance to livelihoods in South Sudan. The FAO is scaling up operations over the next 3 months, but it says it needs more funding. The UN agency has received $42 million from donors, but needs $108 million to continue its crisis response plan through next March. It says if it does receive full funding, the number of people it's able to support could increase from 1.3 million to 2.7 million next year. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.